And then he got a job. Do you remember Willie the Post?
Oh, yes.
Well, he was promised Willie's job when Willie retired. So he came up and they gave him a job in Inverness. But of course, he, with transport the way it was, he had to go into Diggs, live in Diggs in Inverness. Uh-huh. And it wasn't very handy because some of the shifts started at 4 o'clock in the morning. And who's going to give him digs when he'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? And also it was pretty expensive. So he asked for a transfer down to Castleford. So he worked in the post office in Castleford for a long time. Well, a long time, I'm talking about 3 or 4 years. And then he got word from Inverness that Willie was retiring. So that's how he came back up here.
And, what year was that?
Pardon?
What year was that?
51, when we came up. And the only house that was vacant was Ballymore, we got from old Mrs. Grant, you know, Bonesbeck. People guaranteed that if you went into the forces, they guarantee your job back,
yes.
You know, when you came out. So he came out in... 45? Would it be 45? About 45, I think. And he got it, came up and got his job. Well, not that job, but a job, because it was too old to go cycling, delivering telegrams in Inverness.
Right.
Because there was still a postman here. And they promised him, because he wanted to be back into Matching, because his parents were here and everything, and he had to be in Diggs when he was in Inverness. But they promised him, when this other postman retired, they would give him the Tomatin job. Uh-huh. However, he wasn't very happy in Inverness, being in Diggs and what have you, and also it was expensive, because he was sending me money down. I was living with my mother. So he got in touch with the Castleford post office and asked for a transfer down to Castleford. So for about 3 years, we lived with my mother and he was working in the Castleford post office. But then Willie the Post retired, so he wanted to come back up here. So that's how we moved back
that's
up here.
Back.
But they are only, there were none of these, the only house that was vacant was Ballymore.